In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness, from that time on and forever. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. He was in this world, and although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
Thank you.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who had been pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
See the little baby lying in a manger early in the morning. Hear the angels singing, born to you a Savior, singing glory in the highest. Amen. Hear the shepherds praising Christ the Savior, shouting and rejoicing.
Jesus, being in his very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. He humbled himself. He humbled himself. Though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, so that we, through his poverty, might also become rich.
As we continue to worship this morning together, you'll notice some hymns on the screens. Please join me as we sing, Christians, all, Your Lord is Coming.
Christians, all, Your Lord is coming, drawing near in holy birth. Ring the bells and sound the trumpets, let Your music fill the earth. Dance and move to show God's glory, kneel and bow to hear God's word. Alleluia. Christians, all, Your Lord is coming, calling you to serve indeed. See the ones who hurt and suffer, hear their cry and act with speed. Set all selfish ways behind you, purge your hearts of sinful greed. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ in you will meet their need. Christians, all, Your Lord is coming, hope for peace is now at hand. Let there be no hesitation, walk in faith. Bear the word that God has given, share the word that stirs your soul. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ will come and make you whole. Come, O long expected Jesus, born to set Your people free from Your fears and sins. Release us, Christ, in whom our rest shall be. You, our strength and consolation, come salvation to impart. Dear desire of many a nation, joy of many a longing heart. Born Your people to realm to bring, by Your own eternal Spirit.
us pray. God, we give thanks for these gifts and the ability to give them. We ask you to bless the givers and the gifts, that we may prosper exactly in the way you intend. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Emmanuel, God with us, Savior, Redeemer, King of kings and Lord of lords. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
In the heart of everyone, there's a hunger. A thirst for truth that
must be satisfied. My journey took me halfway to hopelessness, but now my search is over.
Continues.
The light still shines for all who choose to see.
That hope was born to shatter the dark. Jesus is the light for all who will believe. Wise ones still seek Him. Through the shadow of night they search for
How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns," who bring good tidings to Zion. Go up on a high mountain, you who bring good tidings to Jerusalem. Lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judea, "Behold your God."
Darkness of night, sorrow and misery was their plight. The little babe born on Christmas Day came to chase the shadows away. Still darkness hides in the corners of the world, where others suffer sorrow under heavy load. How can we stay when the light has come? Jesus is calling, calling us to go.
If you didn't come in with a song, I suspect you're going out with at least one. Go. Live. Tell. Give. Joy. Peace. Hope. Jesus. Church. Power, faith, life. If you would like to have communion after the hymn, over on this aisle this week. Now we get a chance to be part of the great chorus. If it's comfortable for you to do so, please stand as we sing the last hymn.